call.
Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Oh, no, Murray.
Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, yes, good afternoon. It is Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern time in the wonderful United States of America, and I'm excited as Cheryl DeLica, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. Today we have a special guest, as we are really, really excited about this guest because she is a history maker, and we'll get to that later in the show. Ms. Thomas, how are you today?
I'm doing great, thank you.
We're so delighted to have you on the show. But before we begin our show, as today is September 11th, 2015, unfortunately, 14 years ago, the worst tragedy happened not only in our country but around the world, as September 9/11 took place when the two World Trade Center towers in New York were hit and many lives were affected by it. Also, the Pentagon was hit on that same day. And then there was another plane that was hijacked that took place, I believe, in Philadelphia. So before we begin our show, we want to show absolute respect not only to the people who lost their lives, but the first line of defenders who were involved in rescuing people's lives whose lives have also been impacted, whether they have health conditions or their life was impacted because of seeing the things that they saw, as well as the families. So in a moment of silence, before we begin our show, we'd like to take a few minutes to commemorate those lives and those people who are brave enough to not think of themselves, especially in New York, in order to and how the nation had an opportunity to come together and realize that humanity was attacked. It was not just America. It was not just Muslims or people who practice Islam or Muslim were segregated, but our humanity was affected and lives have changed forever. So let's please have a moment of silence. So we do thank you to all those out there who were involved with September 11, 2001, and being there for helping others. Now let's go ahead and get this show started. As Ms. Sherilyn B. Thomas, who is business passion, is facilitating lucrative cross-marketing partnerships between complementary business and professional women so they can strategically expand their female clientele base while reducing the amount of time and money it takes to market their companies. Sherilyn's current focus is launching the 1 Million Women Link Up to help businesses and professional women monetize their LinkedIn membership by cross-pollinating their LinkedIn connections. The business program movement is comprised of five collaborative projects that build upon each other to grow the number of participants to the impressive 1 million mark. A Guinness World Record attempt, most people attempting a business speed networking event, multiple venues, is one of the projects Sherilyn is working on. And we are excited that it's one of those places that will be hosting one of these events, and we'll get to that later on in our interview. So Ms. Sherilyn Thomas, tell us, how did you get involved in entrepreneurship, and what is it like as a woman in the business sector?
Okay, well, it was a need to stay home with my babies. I got married, and the same year I got pregnant with twins.
Wow.
And I didn't want to put them in daycare. I was living in a brand new state. There was no family around, so there was no way I was going to put my kids in daycare. And they had such bad things happening with children at the time anyway, so I figured, you know what? I learned a little something in college, so I took a piece of what I liked the most, which was PR. I thought it was fascinating that you can get your business written up in the local paper. And I figured that there were more women who were just like me, that they were working and they wanted to stay home with their children, especially with all the bad stuff that was happening. So I figured I would come up with a way that they can start a business using their own skills, their job skills, and to just come together, talk about it, figure it out, and help them spread the word. So that's how I got my little start.
Wow. Now, how has the journey been for you in being a business owner and getting involved with partnerships specifically?
Well, it's been a crazy journey. Everything was going pretty good, I have to say, until 9/11, which is crazy that we're talking on this day.
Yeah.
That was a game changer for everyone because everything stopped. Business stopped. Work just wasn't going proper for just about anyone. So I had to find a way to really shift the gears. In doing so, I launched a women's chamber. It's kind of crazy. I launched it online. Someone dared me to do it. I did it. I'm one of those people.
Don't dare me.
And it was just a way for women to really come together and pull their skills. I figured that all of us knew something. And if we put it all together, we would know a heck of a lot. And we could help each other. So a couple of days after 9/11, I did some research, started that chamber. From there, I went into starting this network that was really about women partnering because the chamber was great. It did help me to meet a lot of great women, but the concept of partnering for them wasn't really sticking. So I figured, you know what, I needed to launch something that had the word partner in it. So that's when I came up with Women Partner. And I put it out there. I said, we are going to basically tap into each other's client base. Your money is great, but why would I want to get money from one person when I can get money from your clients, from 10 or more? Yeah. I can come out better. So, yeah. So that's what started me on this. And at the time, LinkedIn was basically nothing. So I've been building upon it. When I first got on LinkedIn, all you could do was just look. There was no way to talk to each other. So when they finally said that, hey, you can set up groups, it was like the heaven. Manna just rained down from the heavens for all of us. Business really started picking up. And I figured that there had to be a way to really monetize it because they keep changing it. I'm pretty sure you've noticed that. I don't know how active you are on LinkedIn,
mm-hmm.
but it's more complicated now than what it was in the start. And when they set up groups, so now it's a big difference. It's harder to basically reach out to people. They mm-hmm. keep putting up all these barriers. So you have to find a way around them. So I figured, you know what? There's so many companies that are building their businesses around LinkedIn. That, you know what? I should do this too and make it easier for women to actually reach each other because there's over 160 million women on LinkedIn. I'm like, so where the heck are they? Where are they on any given day? Do you maybe see 100 of them talking? You don't. They're quiet. You have to dig into someone else's network. They have to open it up for you. So that's what this is all about, a way to get women to just open up their network on LinkedIn. And to do that, you have to give them something to dive into, which is projects. Projects that can help them get business while they're pulling their contacts in.
So how does... So let's talk about that quickly because I think that is so important that, you know, as I've been a business owner for the last 3 years and maybe a year and a half as a full-time, well, 4 years and about 3 years full-time entrepreneur, in the beginning phases, I had a lot of my friends who were also business owners or entrepreneurs, and they were well advanced stages of their business, and they kept telling me, Phil, you know so many people, but you're not monetizing your contacts. You are a great mm-hmm. networker. You know a lot of great people in various different industries, from politics to business owners to CEOs to multimillionaires and billionaires. How are you using those contacts? And I'm like, I keep in contact with them. I say hello. I try to support them in their efforts. And, you know, I make that connection. They said, no. How are you monetizing those partnerships? Because, yes, it's great to have those connections, but you want to service each other. You know, it's a two-way mm-hmm. relationship. So talk about
yeah.
how LinkedIn is a great tool in capitalizing and monetizing on partnerships and connections, because I think that's a value. And I think
oh,
what it is
God.
Also
yeah.
women necessarily don't like to brag. We like to stay humble. But
yeah.
in general, women are very shy when it comes to their accomplishments. They're shy when it comes to their connections. Let's talk about how LinkedIn is a great opportunity that you necessarily don't have to speak, but your resume and your contacts and your expertise speaks for itself, but you being the one to kind of drive that in the direction that you want it to go and helping you monetize your business and your partnership.
Okay, well, I can say one of the ways that LinkedIn can help you monetize is, like, right now, I'm working on the Guinness World Record here, and
yeah.
I need contacts in various cities, not all over, but certain cities.
Mm-hmm.
All of us have contacts within these cities, maybe just a few, maybe some of them have hundreds of them. So by partnering up with these folks on LinkedIn for them to open up their Rolodex and to reach out to their contacts in Florida, Long Island, and so forth, then, first of all, I'm not spending as much time marketing, which is very
mm-hmm.
good. And for them, they get free exposure.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you have to create something win-win. Like if you're giving a conference in a certain city and you need bodies and you don't have a large mailing list, well, LinkedIn is the place to go to basically reach out to those people who are already in your contacts. Ask
mm-hmm.
them to look through their contacts to see who they have in these cities that you can basically send your info to. And if you're targeting a certain audience, like VAs, a lot of them like to service real estate agents. All of us have those types of people in our contact list. So
mm-hmm.
in exchange for a VA doing just a little bit of work for you, you can send their information to your contacts who are in the real estate industry. And vice versa, people that are in real estate, they're looking for people to buy homes and stuff. And all of us have friends, so they can say, hey, if you could just shoot some information out about the open house that I'm having, you know, hey, I'll make it worth your while. Like if, you know, if someone buys the house or whatever, I'll give you a little something.
Yeah, I think that's just in any industry. You could be a photographer.
Yeah.
You could be a copywriter. You could
mm-hmm.
be
yeah.
providing a specific business service. So it's really understanding that your value, and I think what it is as well, and entrepreneurs and especially women, how do we have work-life balance but able to monetize so we can still have that free time? Because none of us who are business owners went into business to feel like we're having a high-paying job or feel like we're enslaved to our business. We use the business opportunities to provide us freedom, whether it's because we have a family, maybe we have certain goals that we want to achieve, or maybe we want to start a family, or whatever level
mm-hmm.
we are in, because women's roles is helping them to realize that you can leverage your skill set, you can leverage your services, as well as you can leverage your contacts to provide you that freedom. So as we talked about that, you said one of your projects is as well as Guinness Book, record
mm-hmm.
that event that you're hosting, where it's a speed networking event that's taking place not only in the nation but around the world, correct?
Yes. Well, Canada. You say
Canada.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So talk about that. How did this get started? What is it
all
about? Why should people
okay.
be involved in it? And what's the value of something like this
okay.
taking place?
Well, this is another one of those crazy things. I came across a news story online about a business that did a Guinness World Record attempt. I think it might have been for pizza, something like that. I was like, well, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Pizza, yeah, restaurant. So I was thinking to myself, I wonder if regular business people can also, you know, do something. Because, you know, if you do it, you get the media out. People come out and they want to help and they want to sponsor and all that great stuff. So
mm-hmm.
it's like one of those win-win things. So last year, I pitched Guinness. Basically, what you do is you go to their website and you look through the records, and if you don't see one that fits your business, then you could pitch them. Mm-hmm. And I did. Yeah, but mine was a tad bit too big. They couldn't buy it because I'm virtual. I love to be online, but they couldn't do anything with me online. At least not that I wanted to do, like to get 1 million thank yous after somebody was doing or whatever. All right, no. Uh-huh. So they said, you know what? You could do speed networking. That there was a record at the time. It was only 400 and something back then, too. Darn it. Yeah, where people speed networked for about, I forgot how many hours or whatever, but they set the record. It was 480-something people or whatever. And then someone came along and broke that record. So now it's at 1,068. So they were really working hard. So now we have to beat that record. And what I did was I just put it out there that I was looking for people who wanted to host a free speed networking event in their city. Because Guinness said that I could do this anywhere. I didn't have to actually host them. I had to be over them.
Mm-hmm.
And everything has to start at the same time. They have to follow all the guidelines and all this stuff. And then, you know, once we do it, and if we have enough people that show up or whatever, then we have to turn in all the information and stuff. It's a lot of stuff, a lot of bits and pieces to it, but it's fun. I've made a lot of great contacts. The women that are hosting these events, they're having a good time because it's one of those win-win things. It's partnering. By doing this, they get to have people come out who find out about their upcoming meetings, conferences, books, whatever, and the media comes out, takes pictures, so they get in the local paper and everything. So even if we don't win it, they still win it. It's just win-win PR for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is the purpose of this, is to get everyone to come on out and help each other get exposure. And, of course, to meet a ton of new people.
Now, let's talk about the buying power of women. Because I think sometimes women don't realize how much power they have, not only as a consumer, but as a producer in the market. Because generally, the person who makes the most consuming decisions is the woman. She runs the household.
Yeah.
She's the one that's buying the groceries. She's the one that's buying into, whether it's buying clothes for her family, herself, her husband. Whether it's
insurance,
products,
the car, yeah, the
everything.
Car, the, everything.
They are so influential. But yet, when it comes to producing, when it comes to being a producer in the marketplace as a business owner, entrepreneur, let's talk about the value that women have in that respect. So they can realize buying into coming out to these events, not only is it PR opportunities, you're building networks, you're building connections, but also you're helping to break a record. And the record, all we have to do is go beyond 1,068 people at all these different locations.
All we have to do, everybody just bring five people. Just bring five people with you. We could do this.
And then there's a community component because you're asking them to donate things for children.
Yes. I thought, yes, I did. When we were doing this, I was like, you know what? We have to keep this free. But now people are going to be coming and they're going to be making business contacts. And it would be great if we could just give back because it's back to school time. And kids need, school supplies and stuff, and the food banks are probably low. And it would be great if everyone could bring at least $10 worth of food and $10 worth of school supplies. But we are challenging them. I mean, you don't have to just bring $10 worth.
Mm-hmm.
The person who brings the most, and, you know, we're going to give them something special.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a little challenging that because you want to win that little special gift.
Correct. Yeah. And also, it's something about realizing that when you tie in a cause or you connect with a nonprofit, that's where the value comes in because it's not just building a profit base, it's also giving back to the community, which I am a big advocate. Whatever we do, there should always be a cause or a nonprofit organization that's connected to that event or that service or whatever that business is providing.
Yes. It's
so
a win-win all the way around.
Correct. Now, how can they find us about this event? Where can they go to find out if there's an event taking place near them? And if there's not an event taking place near them, what are their options to be a part of this process?
Okay. Well, first of all, We just set up a blog for it, so they can go to Guinness World Record Attempt, GWRA.womenpartner.org. That's the blog that we just set up, and they could see if we're giving something in their city, and if we're not, doesn't matter. They can still help out. First of all, we're looking for people to help spread the word. And as thanks for spreading the word, we're going to give them some PR, and we're going to invite them to the virtual after party, which will tie together all the cities so they can come and network with some of those people who showed up, which is great. So it's win-win all the way around, and they can also sponsor it. We're looking for people who would like to be goodie bag sponsors as well as national sponsors. So, yeah, there are so many ways for them to just help out, just to spread the word. They can just come and network afterwards with us.
Now, can you give more information about the sponsorship opportunities? Because I think that's so valuable. Can you quickly break that down? What kind of different levels of sponsorship do you have available?
Yeah, okay. Yes, we have two. One is the virtual goodie bag sponsorship, which is $100. But for anyone that calls in and says, well, finds in and says, hey, I heard about this on your show, then we'll give them a $25 discount. And what that does is they get to insert their special offer in the virtual goodie bag that will be given to everyone in all the cities. So instead of you just being able to reach women in your city, women and men, because, multi-sex here, you get to reach everyone at all the venues, which is great, not bad, for, say, $75. Or you can become a national sponsor, which then gets you mentioned in the press release that we'll be sending out, a banner ad on the blog that we set up. Let's see, and that's for 12 months, a directory listing in the program booklet that everyone will be downloading on the day of the speed networking. So they'll be in there as well, and a few other goodies. And that is $250, but they can get, let's see here, $125 discount through you by signing up this weekend. They just have to say that they heard about the discount on your show.
Wow. So we definitely got to make sure we plug that away, because it's not only opportunity to expose yourself or some part of a world record, but it's realizing that someone needs your product and or service. And I think that is where people need to realize, no matter how many people are in the marketplace, no matter how many people are providing a product and or service that you are bringing to the table, no one can do it like you. And I just morning with one of my business partners, and that's what we were talking about, understanding what is your USP, your unique selling proposition. And each of us have an opportunity that we can provide a service that is outstanding and so unique and different compared to any other of our competitors, because there is a target audience that's specifically connected to your business. So it's an opportunity to really be a part of a breaking the world record, being a part of the Guinness Book, and saying that you are one of those 1,068-plus people that were part of a speed networking event that is taking place around the country and including Canada. So if you'd like more information about how can your business get involved in this process, if you want to become a sponsor, you want to attend the event, or you just want to maybe, is there still an opportunity to host one and they don't have one nearby?
Yes, they can, if they do it really, really fast, being that this will take place on Thursday. We need to hear from them by Monday. I mean, they would need to have their people together, have some partners that could, like, get on the phone and pull people together. Or if it's a group that already has members, yes, they could dive in and say, hey, we want to be a part of this, and just gather their members and just do it. Just follow all the rules, yes.
Awesome. So there's so many different opportunities for everyone to get involved, and it's still open, even though it's women-focused, there's still men can come, correct?
Yeah, this is women and men. It's going to take all of us.
Now, can you quickly give us the best advice?
Keep it simple. Really, really simple. And
I
write
mean,
it
simple,
all
simple.
Out.
Yes.
You won't believe what I have to go through. Yes, keep it simple and have it all written out. Mm-hmm.
I share that from experience. I'm currently doing a business partnership with PowerPack Success Coaching Program, which is our business coaching program for startups, and we're having our event October 24th. Keeping it simple, but yet, and sometimes it can't be simple, but when you work through the complexity, it then becomes simple. So I'm thanking you so much, Ms. Thomas, for being on the show today. We are excited that Theo Delisa LLC, that the PowerPack Success Coaching Program is a part of seeing this World Guinness Book record and helping to realize that 1,068 plus people on September 17th around the U.S. and in Canada will be breaking this record and we will be part of history. So if you want more information, her contact information is on our Blog Talk Radio Show website, as well as she's going to be on all our social media platforms. And also you can connect with us here in Fort Lauderdale. There's one taking place at Lauderdale by the Sea on September 17th from 1 to 3 p.m., I believe. So if you are near there, you definitely need to be at this event and be a part of breaking history. Much realizing that today is September 11, 2015, 14 years ago, September 11th occurred. But let's take this as an opportunity to realize that this country is a great nation and that we should really come together and realize that we are all human beings. It's all about humanity and humankind and learning to love one another, value one another, but realizing we are all in the fight together to live out life and to find why we're here on this purpose. So I tell you guys, it's Friday. Get ready to enjoy your weekend. It is hot. As I'm sitting out here having lunch with one of my business partners, but there's a good breeze coming through, so I won't complain today about the heat. But just remember, you are made for a purpose. There's reason. Now go and live it out. Ms. Thomas, thank you once again for being in the show. My name is Theo Delisa, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. We are here every Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. Take care. Bye-bye.